Layer 519, 1936 Election Campaign. To your right, text on the wall reads, "I should like to have it said of my first administration that in it the forces of selfishness and of lust for power met their match. I should like to have it said of my second administration that in it these forces met their master." Franklin Roosevelt, address at Madison Square Garden, October 31st, 1936. It was clear FDR would seek a second term in 1936. His New Deal had restored confidence, and America was climbing slowly out of the Depression. Unemployment remained high, but had fallen from 25% to 17%. The right bitterly despised FDR, but he also faced a serious challenge from populists on the left. His most formidable opponent was Senator Huey Long of Louisiana, whose Share Our Wealth program promised every American a guaranteed minimum income financed by steep taxes on the rich. But Long was assassinated in 1935, and the populist challenge faded. FDR's GOP opponent, Kansas Governor Alfred Landon, was a progressive Republican, but he opposed much of the New Deal. Roosevelt responded with fiery, class-based rhetoric. "The forces of organized money are unanimous in their hate for me," he charged, "and I welcome their hatred." He defeated Landon in a landslide. To the left of this text is a small, 3-inch-deep, plexiglass wall display case showing buttons and posters from the 1936 campaign. Turning to your left, about 6 feet in front of you, is a life-size photograph of FDR standing with his grown sons, John and Franklin Jr., Franklin's mother, Sarah Delano Roosevelt, and Eleanor, in front of a bank of microphones on the porch of their Springwood home. 10-inch-high letters above the photo on the wall read, "1936 Election Results." A panel to the right reads, "FDR's 1936 victory was the biggest electoral landslide in American history. Republican candidate Alfred Landon carried just 2 states, Maine and Vermont. Long a bellwether of presidential elections, Maine once boasted, 'As Maine goes, so goes the nation.' Now, Democrats joked, 'As Maine goes, so goes Vermont.'" A powerful new Democratic majority emerged in 1936. Known as the New Deal Coalition, it dominated national politics for decades. It included the traditionally Democratic South, along with urban ethnic voters, farmers, and organized labor, whose ranks were growing rapidly with the help of the Wagner Act. African Americans were the final group in this coalition. Closely allied with the party of Lincoln since the Civil War, black voters moved decisively to the party of FDR in 1936. FDR received 60.8% of the popular vote and 523 electoral votes. His opponent, Alfred Landon, received 36.5% of the popular vote and only 8 electoral votes. In the House of Representatives, Democrats gained 12 seats to a total of 331, compared to 89 Republican and 13 other seats. In the Senate, Democrats gained 7 seats to a total of 76, compared to just 16 Republican and 4 other party seats. To the left of the photograph, another panel reads, "Snapshots of a Nation." The nation's economy and government were very different in 1936 than when FDR assumed office in 1933. The federal government was vastly expanded, with new agencies and programs touching nearly every aspect of the economy. Both the federal budget and the budget deficit had grown. After years of precipitous decline during the Hoover administration, the nation's economy was growing again. America's gross national product, GNP, was rising, and stock prices were up. Unemployment remained stubbornly high, but it had fallen significantly since the grim days of 1933. From this display, turn left and walk about 3 feet forward. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.